Hi, everybody. My name's Bobby Walker, and this is my new podcast, The Journey of a New Entrepreneur Podcast. And I'm just going to start this thing off just being honest with you. I think this is the fourth time I've started recording this episode, my first one. And I thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to run with it. And if I have a bunch of ums and ahs, and if I get stuck, or if it just doesn't go where I want, I really don't freaking care, because this is just about my life. It's about my journey, and it's going to also be about yours. So I'm going to just take a little bit of time here and tell you about me, tell you what has got me to this point of wanting to do a podcast like this, and then we'll talk about what the podcast is going to be about. So I'll just start off and let you know I'm an amazing looking 39-year-old man. I already regret that joke about amazing looking, but I just promised you guys I was just going to leave everything in there, so I'll try not to be corny. But I'm 39. At the time of recording this podcast, it's February 21st of 2018. So hopefully this thing lasts a long, long time, and we'll be able to go back, and that gives you a little timestamp of where I'm at today. I live in Florida, Orlando, Florida right now. I am from Oklahoma originally. And, you know, I was just kind of, I don't know, just a normal dude. Growing up, I got bad grades in school. I worked really, really hard at things that I enjoyed, like athletics, and didn't work at all for in the things I didn't enjoy, which is basically everything other than athletics. I right out of high school, just got a J-O-B, did not go to college. Got a J-O-B, and that's all I had for a long, long time. Did not make good money. I remember shortly before my life really started to change a lot in my late 20s, I got a job as a forklift operator, and it started at $11 an hour, and I was so excited about that. As a matter of fact, I was bragging to like everyone I could talk to about how my new job started at $11 an hour. And then I did that job for a little while, and frankly, I sucked at it, and I was a really bad employee. My family was in debt. My wife, who I've now been married to for 20 years, and my three kids and I, we lived modestly, had a lot of debt because we bought a lot of shit that we really couldn't afford. And, we struggled. We just struggled financially. I would say that I loved life. I know that I loved life, but there was a lot to be desired. I didn't have any ambition. I didn't have any real goals. I mean, of course, there's, you know, every little kid wants to be an astronaut one day. But anything beyond that, I just didn't have it. I was just living life and doing my thing and kind of getting accustomed to just the grind of what most people end up settling for their entire lives. Time went by, and I worked at that particular job for just a little bit of time, like 9 months, because I sucked so bad at it, and became self-unemployed. I started my own business. I laughed because it was no business at all, but I started installing laminate wood flooring, and I thought, you know, hey, this will be great. I'll be able to, make a lot of money. And I didn't make any money. You know why? Because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was lazy, you know. And little time goes by, and I get an opportunity to apply for this job that was advertised as making $1,000 a day. And I thought, oh my God, if I could make, not $1,000 a day, I just lied to you guys, $1,000 a week. But I still thought, oh my God, if I could make $1,000 a week, I'll be freaking rolling, you know. And I went to the interview, and it was for a small locally owned security company that installed security systems in homes. And I lied in the interview process. I told him I was a great employee, told him I was a hard worker. And, I showed up to work every day and wasn't late, and none of that was true. I was about 27 at the time. And I got the job because even though I was a bad employee, I mean, I wasn't a bad guy. I'm a likable person, especially if you don't know me that well. When you get to know me, I can be a bit of an asshole. But I'm a good guy nonetheless. I got the job and my life just really, in a good whirlwind, just went into a whirlwind, and I had a lot of change right at that moment. The guy that trained me, you're going to hear a lot about this guy going forward in this podcast. He's now my best friend. His name's Robbie Hernandez, one of the best people on the planet. And the dude trained me, and I remember my first day on the job. You know, this is a guy that always showed up to work late, me, not Robbie, showed up to work late, wanted to leave early. And my first day on the job training with him, you know, we start at 7 in the morning, and I don't think I got home till like 10:30 that night. And it sucked. And to make it worse, I was getting training pay. So I made $50 a day while I was doing this, while Robbie's making bank. And he loved rubbing it in my face. But being around a guy like Robbie really started to mess with me. And I thought, wow, I can be more responsible. I can be a hard worker. And he almost rubbed off on me immediately. And I'm trying to make this story short, guys. So, you know, there's a lot of details I'm going to glaze over. But I went from this guy that lied in a job interview to, if we fast forward, 5 years? I had the title Vice President and General Manager of a very large region in a, what they would call a super regional security company. I was now making over six digits a year. You know, I got to where my income was around $150,000 a year, doing really well. About 5-6 years removed from that $11 an hour forklift job that I had. And that seems kind of difficult or you know, kind of unbelievable, but I just, all of this shit happened in my life and this whirlwind happened, and I kind of just grew up overnight. There could probably be 10 podcast episodes done on different things that happened during that time, because it was just like a light switch went off in my head. It's like I woke up one day and became a great worker. I went from being the guy that lied saying I was a good worker when I was terrible to literally becoming like the best one in the company. And that's how I got the promotions and moved up. That was a mom and pop company we were working for. They sold to a corporation, and that's when I became the VP GM of an area. Started loving that job, was learning, growing, learning how companies really work, learning how to run someone else's business. Because I had no idea what I was doing. I was just put in this situation and put in this position, and I just had to figure it out. I was thrown in the water, and I had to learn how to swim. And that company transferred me to Fort Lauderdale, Florida from Oklahoma. You know, so I'm an Okie guy. You know, just some little redneck, or I'm not little, but some redneck dude. And I get transferred to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and fell in love with it. And my family fell in love with it. I have a wife I've been married to for 20 years, and I've got 3 amazing children, and just loved it down there. And 2 months after we moved, the company sold. Now, let me give a little bit of, paint a little picture here. Remember, I'm the guy that just a few years ago was working as a forklift operator for $11 an hour. Now, I had this great paying job, and I actually really liked it. But I didn't really feel like I had any options. I didn't have a big resume because I hadn't been in this particular position for any particular amount of time. And I basically knew at this point that, well, if I were to lose my job, I'm probably not going to be able to go get another good one. Now, in hindsight, I don't think that was the truth, but that's absolutely where I was living emotionally. So I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We had not made our second rent payment, and the company sells to a larger company. So now my mind is going all kinds of places, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't have a network here. I don't know anyone here. I'm going to, you know, my family, we're going to be living on the street. And the short version is the new company kept me, and they transferred us to Virginia. Virginia was beautiful, but it wasn't Florida. And there wasn't a day that went by for the 1 year that we lived in Virginia that my wife and I didn't say to each other, man, we miss Florida. God, I wish we were in Florida today. I bet Florida sure is nice today. And through that 1 year, you know, this new company I didn't enjoy. My stress level was through the roof. I'm, you know, being managed by spreadsheets and numbers that really didn't equate to real world applications. I got on medication to handle the anxiety that I was dealing with, and all it did was knock off the edge. I would be home on the weekend and couldn't enjoy my time with my wife. I couldn't enjoy my time with my children. It didn't matter if we were eating breakfast. I had this pressure, you know, emotional pressure in my chest. If I was laying down at bed, in bed at night, and my wife and I are watching TV, I'm not enjoying it because all I'm doing is stressing over the fact of, I wonder if that guy at the corporate office sees what's really happening here, or if he's just looking at this number. And quite frankly, I just wasn't happy. I didn't hate life. You know, I wasn't in depression. I don't think. Maybe I was. I was definitely dealing with anxiety. And my wife and I came to this point where we said, you know what? Screw it. We're moving back to Florida. It's where we want to live. And we're never going to set down. We're never going to be on our deathbed and say, you know, I sure am glad we chased that corporate ladder and never achieved what we wanted. I'm sure glad we chased that corporate ladder and didn't live where we wanted to live or do the things that we wanted to do or be around the people that we wanted to be around. And we knew that wasn't going to happen. We knew that that would be a regret in our lives. So we said, we're moving to Florida. So I called my boss, who was the COO, and said, hey, man, I know there's no management opportunities for me back in Florida. That's why you just shipped me out of there. But I'm moving back. Can I come and can I sell for you? And he's like, sure, you can sell for us. So, you know, again, lots of water under that bridge. I moved to Orlando. And now I'm selling for this company. And guess what? I didn't like the company any more than I did before. Still dealing with anxiety. And I start talking about wanting to start my own business. And I tell my wife, I'm like, I think I'm going to start a service business on the side. And my wife's like, that's great, Bob. You should do it. And then I say to her, I think what I'm going to do is start this business on the side. And in 12 months, that'll be my full-time job. And then all of a sudden, my wife's like, well, honey, let's not get crazy. You know, we make decent money. We got this. We got that. Let's be realistic here. And I want to be very clear. My wife is super supportive. Her and I do everything together, which is why that conversation even happened, is because we always plan out our plans and our goals together. And I basically told her, I said, listen, I'm not going to do anything silly. I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'm going to build something, and I won't quit my job until this other thing can surpass it. And she's like, okay, green light, go. Let's do it. My son, who at the time was 17 years old and a senior in high school, hears me talking to his mom about this business that I want to start. And he approaches me and says, Dad, I want to be a part of your business. I want to be your partner and go into business with you. And I'm like, Bud, I really don't think you do. And he's like, no, Dad, I really want to do it. And I spent about 3 weeks just saying, are you sure? You know, business sucks. You know, when things go wrong, you take care of it. You're not able to hang out with your friends all the time and so on and so forth. And I couldn't talk him out of it. He probably regrets it now. But so Caleb, my son, is my business partner. And as we were planning this business, it's the last week of January of last year. I watched this video on YouTube, and it's some dude just walking through like a Lowe's saying, hey, if you want to start a window cleaning company, here's how you would do it. And I thought a window cleaning company was a stupid idea, and who the hell would want to do that? I just stumbled across this video. But I did think to myself, what a good way to do something in a pinch. So my son walks up and I said, Caleb, watch this. I said, if I were to lose my job tomorrow, that's what we would do to pay the bills. Well, I shit you not. The next day, my best friend, Robbie Hernandez, who's got my old job back in Oklahoma, calls me. He's like, bro, there's a spreadsheet that just went out. Because the company's going through yet another merger, and you're on the list. You're losing your position. So my son and I get in the car. We drive to Lowe's. we pull our phone out, we watch that video, and we bought two of everything that that guy said to buy, and we started a window cleaning company right then and right there. I was scared out of my mind. The next morning, I woke up just freaking terrified and just started walking into businesses and saying, hey, I own a window cleaning company and I want to clean your windows. The very first month, I started the last week of January. So in February, we did about $4,500 in sales. In March, we almost hit $10,000 in sales. In April, we went back down to about $4,000 in sales. In May, we did $10,000 again. And then kind of all hell broke loose and I made no money for a little bit. And then fast forward to 12 months later, and we ended up doing over $140,000 in revenue. Now, I want to be clear. That's not that much money for a business, especially when two people are in it. But when we started this thing, I thought, God, I hope we can sell like $40,000 in window cleaning. And we did over $140,000. And now in year two, here in 2018, we have a goal of $400,000 in revenue. Now, here's where we get to maybe this podcast and what really started all this is, now I've got a kind of a new lease on life and a new outlook on things. Because over the last year, I went from just kind of surviving, and especially when we started this company, it was like, oh shit, I hope I can just pay rent this month. And today, as I'm speaking into this microphone in my den, I'm thinking, I'm building the most amazing service company that Central Florida has ever seen. We're going to be kings of the freaking world here. And there's a big journey in between there. And the cool thing is I started a YouTube channel right when this all went down. The week I started my company, I was so stressed. I was so just out of my mind. I needed to talk to someone. I didn't have any friends locally here. So I just started turning on a video camera and talking to it on my phone. And I thought, you know, it'll let me get some steam out and I'll be able to go back and watch these videos one day and see if I failed or see if I succeeded. I threw them up on YouTube so I wouldn't have to store them locally. And next thing you know, people start subscribing to this channel. I called it Journey of a New Entrepreneur. It was not a very unique name, not a very creative name. And, you know, I started out and I had 5 subscribers and then I had 10 and 20. And a year later, we've got about 420 subscribers, which isn't a lot, but it's way more than I ever thought anyone would ever see. So if you went back and watched those videos, you'll see a progression in my life, basically that I just described, where I went from survival to like a mentality of domination. And I've got this new philosophy, you know, and I can kind of sum it up like this. It's like, if I'm not pursuing the things in life that I want, I just messed it up. Let me rephrase. If I'm not doing the things in life that I want, I better have a damn good reason for it. But if I'm not pursuing those things, there's no good reason for it. And I've basically just said, you know what? I'm going to live life my way now. I'm not going to worry about some jackass boss. I'm not going to worry about some company that doesn't care about culture. I'm not going to worry about anything. If I want it, I'm either going to do it or I'm going to go out and do the things that will eventually allow me to do that thing. So I want to invite you guys to follow me on this journey. You can see the past portion of this journey on my YouTube channel, Journey of a New Entrepreneur. I'm going to continue that channel separate from this podcast. And what this podcast is going to be is not as much about just my life, even though it is going to be that, but I'm going to be reaching out to other entrepreneurs and other people that are on the same road that I am. Some of them not quite as long. Some of them have, you know, are going to be extremely successful. And we're not going to talk about the ABCs of business. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about that thing that affects you every second of every day. And that's your emotions. That's your drive. It's your doubts. It's your fears. It's your confidence. It's the successes. It's the failures. Those are the things that we're going to talk about in this podcast. Because there's a lot of other podcasts out there that, like, if you need to know how to build a successful business, you need to go listen to one of those. You don't need to listen to mine. But if you want to know, you know, what it's really like on the inside to chase your dreams, this is the place to be. One promise I make is sincerity, openness, authenticity. I can't promise you that you're going to learn a lot of shit from this, but I can promise you that what you hear and what you see is going to be real. I appreciate you checking me out. I appreciate you hearing this episode, and I really, really look forward to sharing this with you guys going forward. I hope everybody has a great day. Go out there and kick some ass.